We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
7:45, quarter till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Beautiful day ahead, beautiful week ahead, really leading up to Easter Sunday. Highs in the mid-80s then, up until then. Beautiful day today, highs of 72 today and tomorrow. Mike Cooper joins us, president of St. Tammany Parish. Talk about some different things going on there. How you doing, Coop?
Good morning, Tommy.
You doing all right? Everything's good in St. Tammany Parish?
Oh, everything is rocking and rolling. It's a beautiful day today. Looking forward to the Easter weekend.
Amen. Right there with you. Talk about, if you will, Mike, let's start with these boil water things in Vexus and the Crossgates neighborhood and what happened there. And could it have been avoided or not? Because they're saying it could not have been, right?
Well, we've got old infrastructure in our ground, water lines, sewer collection lines. And while the contractors are supposed to get lines identified, the different utilities come out and identify their lines, sometimes they're either marked correctly or there may be times when they're not marked correctly. But it is the contractor's responsibility to identify where these lines are. And it's just been, particularly over the last few months, we've had an inordinate amount of incidents where the contractor and their equipment has broken a water line and has caused the water pressure to drop, causing and resulting in a boil water advisory having to be issued.
So is that on them? And I guess people are wondering what's going to be done to make sure they don't do it again, because at this point I would probably bet the over.
Well, of course, we're seeing it in all jurisdictions. It is the responsibility of the contractor and the contractor's subcontractor to provide for and to repair. If they do, in fact, hit a water main, it is their responsibility to repair it, and they do pay for the repairs. But we have an ordinance proposed that's going to put further restrictions and additional fines for this type of action. And hopefully it will deter further breakage of water lines and other utilities.
Let's talk about this mess with the coroner, Mike.
Okay, so we have a new coroner who took office Monday morning at 12:01 a.m. And he was elected without opposition in October. No other candidates put their name in the hat, no other physicians put their name in the hat. I don't think it was expected that Dr. Preston was not going to run again, and it may have discouraged anybody else from running. So Dr. Tate was elected without opposition. He took office Monday morning, and I understand there was not much transition or communication during this time to allow the incoming coroner to be prepared for what's taking place right now. He has taken office and is building his staff to be able to provide autopsies, the DNA lab, and DNA testing that supports our medical profession and supports our law enforcement. And he is in office while we understand a petition is going to be circulated for a recall. And it has been supported by most, if not all, elected officials here in St. Tammany Parish to circulate this petition and for the next 6 months.
You know, what I was wondering about, and I understand what's going on with him and what happened in New Mexico, and I guess if that had been known, maybe, Mike, at the time, or do you, I guess I'm wondering why no better qualified candidate stepped up and wanted to run. Do you think it's because of the doubt about Dr. Preston running for re-election, or is it an undesirable job to be coroner in St. Tammany Parish?
Well, typically doctors aren't politicians. They're not looking for the next election to come around and determine that they want to be the next coroner. Mm-hmm. I don't believe it was widely known that Dr. Preston was not going to run, and it may have discouraged other medical professionals or doctors to run for this position. And as you said, it was not known about his background 20-some years ago in New Mexico. I did not find out about it until I had actually met with him once, along with his now assistant coroner. And at the time, we did not know that. We met to discuss the financial accountability and financial oversight of his office when he took office. And we have a bill in Baton Rouge that is supported by our North Shore delegation and the full parish council that will return financial oversight and authority to parish government, just as it is in 63 other parishes.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. I want to talk about the day-to-day functioning of the office, because you got this sideshow with Dr. Preston. By the way, would you support having him recalled, Mike?
Yes, I've called for a new election, and yes, he's got 180 days, and I, as well as every elected official I've spoken with, are supporting the recall petition to all the citizens of St. Tammany to give them an opportunity to sign.
Would you sign it?
I will sign it.
Yeah.
I think everybody's going to sign it.
So you think he should be recalled is the point I'm making?
Well, yes, yes.
Gotcha.
He took office under circumstances that were not known to the public, and had those circumstances been announced and revealed, I think other candidates would have run for the office.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up here when we come back. I want to talk about that SANE program, the nurses. I want to talk about the functioning of the office day to day, because you do have this sideshow going on, but that office is very important and needs to function. We're talking to Mike Cooper, president of St. Tammany Parish, about the mess that's going on with the coroner. I think we're all aware of that with Christopher Tape, 752, 8 till 8, traffic now, WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
757, Tommy Tucker, WWO. Quickly back to Mike Cooper, president of St. Tammany Parish. Coop, when it comes to the everyday operations of the office, Dr. Preston said, fired the former coroner, fired the incoming coroner for, I believe, releasing some information that Dr. Preston said he shouldn't have. The relationship is anything but amicable. The transition was anything but smooth. How concerned are you as parish president of the day-to-day functioning of the office? And I'll piggyback with that in the time we have remaining. Your thoughts on him eliminating that sexual assault nurse examiner program?
Well, I certainly think that there was no transition, from what I understand. There was no transition or communication between the outgoing coroner and the incoming coroner, which is really perhaps the cause of the SANE program being eliminated in such an abrupt manner. I think there's maybe a misunderstanding, but it's unfortunate. The St. Tammany coroner's office was providing service to 5 parishes with our taxpayer money, and the incoming coroner made a decision that they would only serve St. Tammany Parish. and they released the two SANE nurses that were on their payroll to be able to provide services to directly to the hospitals without the hospitals calling to the coroner's office to dispatch the SANE nurses to them. So it is unfortunate. We do have to keep the operations of the coroner's office intact for all of the other services that they provide, autopsies, the DNA lab, and all of the services that they provide.
Are you
and we're
confident
going to support
that
to the extent we can.
Are you confident that it's functioning, Mike?
Yes, I am. I believe that he has reestablished his administration and has brought in new people to run the office. And Dr. Tape himself is a forensic pathologist. So we are confident in that, but at the same time, we are fully supporting a bill that will bring financial oversight and authority back to St. Tammany Parish government.
Thank you, Coop.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.